Thomas 2191.
Morning again, Mr. President.
This damn fella, Jack Valenti, is hanging around my desk right now.
He ain't nothing but a troublemaker. You're going to have to pick him up and hustle him out.
We got a fella named Don Hornig, H-O-R-N-I-G.
Yeah?
Who President Kennedy had selected to succeed Jerry Wiesner.
Yeah?
Now, they came in this morning.
Over at Princeton.
Yeah. Horney is a physical chemist of international stature. He was trained at Harvard and taught at Brown and Princeton. He went to Princeton at a time when the chemistry department there was in bad shape. He was recommended by the top chemist in the country as the best young chemist administrator in sight. In the last 6 or 8 years, he has justified this promise.
Good.
The department has been greatly strengthened, and Horney has the respect and support of his colleagues under the Princeton administration. Horning has served several years as a member of the Science Advisory Committee, which assists the President's advisor. In that field, one of his particular interests has been space, and he is well and favorably known to defense and NASA science. Here again, he has shown himself sensible and effective. There are not many men who have the combinations of qualifications needed to succeed Wiesner. The man has to give an outstanding reputation, has to have an outstanding reputation, so the prima donnas of science will work with him. He has to be a proven administrator because otherwise he'll get lost in a labyrinth of government. He ought to have some experience in the shape of scientific problems as they appear in Washington. He should have the temperament and talent for expert testimony on the Hill. Horning meets all of these qualifications, and I'm not surprised that he's strongly recommended by the Science Advisory Committee as a whole and by previous science advisors like Killian and Kistakowski.
Mm-hmm.
Horning, in fact, is the kind of first-rate man in his 40s that you've told me to find more of. Now, that's a memo one to my staff, so I want you to know about it before I approved his appointment. There's not much I can do
about
it.
Well, Mr. President, he's been over at the committee, and I agree with everything your staff said. He's tops. I think you're making a fine appointment.
All right. Now, I had the budget in this morning. They just left here, and I told them on this sign, I drive to Wilma Stutz, he talked to you, and he said, yes. And I said, well, how much he told me he didn't want in the morning last year? And he said, well, so there's going to be some mohole, and there's going to be some kind of a reactor up here that we've got to have for 10, 12 million. And I said, well, then you don't know how much you want, do you? And he didn't. And I said, you can get back in touch with Thomas. I don't want to put a damn penny more in this budget than he's going to allow, because I want to keep it just as tight as I can. So you just have your hearing and your judgment on Science Foundation before I send my budget up there. And then if you can keep it anywhere around where it was last year, let's do it.
Well, let's do it. Let's settle it now, Mr. President. I suggested to him to keep it where it was last year. He said, fine, but now somebody out in the Middle West, one of those great universities out there, wanted a big cyclotron, cost 15 or 20 or 30 million. I said, well, I don't see anything wrong with that. Just let it come up within the neighborhood, allow for one or two little pet things like that, and then even at that, it would be a hell of a lot better than what the original budget was. So there won't be any argument on that. You will be reducing it substantially over what the budget was this year, put it like that.
We give him the expenditures this year and let him add for another 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
You're in the clear then.
All right, he's coming back to see you, now tell him that.
Thank you.
Bye.
Call me anytime.